It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Kia ora, Prime Minister. It's lovely to have you back on the show this week.
Kia ora, nice to talk. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, busy but not fancy.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got some hefty topics to get through, so shall we jump straight into it? So we've moved into a different stage of coronavirus here in New Zealand, in that we have a confirmed case. Do you want to walk us through what's happening there?
Yeah, we do. So obviously we're still very active at the border. So we have some protocols in place at the border that very few countries have. So we have exclusions for anyone who's been in mainland China in the last 14 days or in Iran. And that's really based on them being A, an epicenter, and B, they're just being very different public health system for Iran. We have also added, and this is a thing that I think I only know of one other country that has this, we have a requirement for anyone who's travelled from Italy, Northern Italy and South Korea to self-isolate for 14 days. And that, again, is just because of the current transmission rates that they're seeing in those areas. And so that's pretty rigorous at the border. Everyone is getting information and everyone who's required to self-isolate is having to register with Healthline, where we're proactively checking on them to ensure that they are, and checking welfare needs. That's what's happening at the border. Then, of course, we have available through the community. I know there's a lot of discussion around the ability to test. We can test up to 550 people a day. At the moment, we've had under 200 tests, and that's over a number of weeks. And so that's something that we're leaving to the health experts, the decision-making around that. We've also, of course, got our pandemic plan in place. So we've done an assessment of course, across our hospital systems, the ability to deal with cases as they may arise, to appropriately quarantine within the health system, and also training up GPs, those in doctors' clinics, on what to look out for and what protocols should be followed. The thing I should probably add, actually, what we need the public, because it is also within the public's power to help us on this issue, is to do what they do in flu season and cold season. Wash your hands, good cough etiquette, cough into, catch your cough, cough into your elbow. Make sure that if you're sick, you stay at home. It's those basic things that in this case will help all of us.
In regards to our pandemic plan and self isolation. Uh-huh. I'm sure for a lot of people there's a bit of concern around not being able to work and not having enough sick leave. You've mentioned the idea of a tax holiday for New Zealand businesses. What does that look like?
So actually what that is just working with IRD on the way that we work with provisional tax. So that's something that IRD is already can work proactively with businesses on. We've also put in support for, we at the moment already fund through local chambers of commerce and economic development agencies, business advisors who can go out into different communities, work with businesses who may be having payroll issues or employment relations questions. We've put an extra $4 million into those advisors so that we've got that support network out there for business. The very quick answer, though, on that question is if someone's sick, then of course they're entitled to sick leave, and if they're in isolation because they're sick, they are. Our law is quite silent, though, if you're in self-isolation because you've travelled somewhere, even though we're requiring it of you. So that what we're asking there is for employers just have conversations with employees about that. We've had 8,000 New Zealanders self-isolate successfully, though, so actually we are managing to do this well already.
Yeah, will the government look at doing some sort of subsidy to help the businesses out that might struggle with paying staff to be at home for 14 days?
Yeah, at the moment, again, I haven't had, and I met with Business New Zealand, our union representatives, tourism, horticulture, our exporters and manufacturers. We haven't had employers coming in directly and saying that they've been hit large scale by employers in self-isolation. Mm. Of course, keeping in mind, we do deal with people, of course, through flu seasons, cold seasons, who are staying home because they're unwell. And that's what we're asking here, is that employers work to manage that with employees directly. One thing is, though, that our unions rightly raise, some people, if they don't have sick leave provision, may choose to go to work when they're unwell. We're really discouraging that. And so, again, I'd just say to employers, please work with your workforce, because actually we'll all be better off if we stop people from making others in the workplace sick.
And there was a rush to supermarkets on Friday. Did you think that that was an appropriate response to the reporting?
Oh, look, I in particular, you know, did say, and not for journalism generally, but the sub-editors who are writing those headlines, they've got a real, I think, responsibility, and I did not think some of those headlines were responsible. Mm. My message is, if you need to buy things, go out and grab them. If you don't have an immediate need, then don't. Look, we do have a pandemic plan. We are prepared, and ultimately we need people to just institute the same practices they do. For instance, when we had swine flu in New Zealand, which we did experience illness from swine flu, we did have people who had that, who were hospitalised, but we used our pandemic planning and our good public health system and we got through it. And so that's the kind of planning we have in place now.
So we'll move on to some of Shane Jones's comments. So he made some comments about immigrants in the last few days, and you've labelled these comments as loose and wrong. So as a coalition, how do you reconcile those kinds of differences between your party and NZ First?
Yeah, this is exactly the issue. We are from two different parties, and, you know, particularly now that we're in an election year, I think we are more than ever going to see the differences between our parties, and that's the nature of MMP. That does not mean that I'm going to agree what others will say. And actually, you know, in a democracy, I'm left with really the option of pointing out very clearly my view, but also voters now know the very different views of a few parties in Parliament. I didn't also just say it was wrong. I said I thought it was bad for New Zealand, and I stand by that.
Do you have a plan to sort of combat this kind of divisive rhetoric, especially when it's coming from someone within a coalition with you guys?
Yeah, and look, I don't just say what I say publicly. I do say it privately. Mm. I raise it directly with the individual. I share my view. I share it strongly. But again, voters are empowered here too. You know, we're coming into an election, and I'm under no doubt that that's why some of these things are being said, and voters will pick up on that too. And quite a bit of power sits with them to make their decisions at election time around how they feel about those kind of comments too.
Yeah, and lastly, just quickly, the government has announced changes to KiwiSaver default funds and their investment in fossil fuel companies. So what does that mean?
So it means at the moment when someone's enrolled into KiwiSaver, and if they're not choosing who their provider will be, they'll go into a default provider. So we've made a few changes to the way what we expect of those default providers, and one of them is that they don't invest in fossil fuel production. And so for us, actually, this is in keeping with our obligations of the Paris Agreement, and I think is only a positive thing, and I think has been met with pretty positive reaction.
Yeah, and to the people who have said that, criticised it, saying it's just virtue signalling, what would you say to that?
That actually we're obliged under the Paris Agreement to make sure that basically the flows of finance are in keeping with the expectations around a low emissions future, and one that in particular keeps us within 1.5 degrees. Mm. And so this is actually very proactive. It just so happens that investment in this area is quite, you know, reasonably low. It's sitting at about 1%, but we've got to make sure that we do everything and demonstrate that no one actually wants stranded assets. No one wants investments in areas where actually in the long run is bad for the environment, but is also potentially bad for people's savings.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Prime Minister. It's been lovely to chat with you again, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.